Second pack of Aaron Mishnah Dalit. Rav Yehuda Oimem Hoysa Derech Ram Mafte Kosan. If there was a path of the Ram that passed through these paths and these mechitzas and the corners that he made, Yisalken Alit Stodim. He has to move the paten, has to move the derech outside of the paten. Basically, he says that if there's a major thoroughway going through the mechitzas, it passes the mechitzas. This is a concept which is very negative to making a negative also. If you hold that if you have a rishus around going through your mechitza, it breaks the mechitza, so you cannot make an erev around a mokhan that has a rishus around in. Is that right? Yeah. So if it has, you do not have to have. Since you have four mechitzas over here, the chachamim hold that once you have four mechitzas, that's enough to be considered Shushi Yachad, even though the Rabbim are going through the Mechitzes. Yeah, this is a whole big discussion about Halacha. Yeah. Echad bar Harabim, Ober Harabim. Yeah. So, the concept of these patterns that work to make the area around the world into Shushi Yachad, which is a big cooler because you only have mechitzas in the corners, is whether it's a bar harabim or bear harabim. Bar is a pit that water collects over there. Bear is a natural wellspring. So the chiddush is that even though it's just a place where the water collects, it doesn't have a continuing amount of water in there, still you can make these pasim. Or bear a yochid, also if it's a private well, also it's not a pasim. Have a bar a yochid. But the bar, there's two things going against it. Number one is it doesn't have a constant amount of water in it, and number two is that it belongs to an individual, it's not for public use. Then they will not make able to use these patents, and the drapon will not help. Kiva says you have to make a regular mechitza around in order for it to be shushi yachad. I'm using bavoimer, eino oisim patim, elu derer avnuvav. He's more machmer. He says that it's patim is only when you have two things going for it. It's for the rabbin, and it's also a well that has constant water supply. L'shar oisim chagura gavoya tzvachim. Everything else you make a fence around it, which is 10 tzvachim tall, as we learned many times before. A mechitza has to be 10 tzvachim tall.